WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Valerie June is a singer-songwriter from Tennessee who's just released her first major label album called Pushin' Against a Stone. It was co-produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the album does a good job of showcasing June's powerful voice.
Valerie June wants to be on your mind, to get inside your head. She writes or co-writes songs that mix blues, gospel, folk, and soul, and which describe emotional isolation, financial deprivation, and an insecurity about her place in the world. She's unafraid to proclaim her neediness. Perhaps because possessed of a big, powerful voice, she knows that her vulnerability isn't likely to come off as passive or self-pitying.
Well, if you're tired and feeling so lonely, you wake up at night thinking that only if you had somebody, well, I'd be somebody. You're somebody to love. Did the day there were plenty in the sea, but you're out in the cold and you're feeling empty, looking for somebody. Will I be somebody? Somebody to
That's Somebody to Love, an original song by Valerie June that manages to sound like a lost Appalachian fiddle song or an obscure blues stomp in which the stomping is done with a light tread. If you don't immediately key into June's strategy of simplicity, she might strike you as someone who's posing as a lonely poor girl, the way Lucinda Williams poses as an artless outlaw, or the way Mumford & Sons pose as world-weary folkies. But as Valerie June moves through this album, her journey becomes absorbing. You take in the sights with her, and qualms about authenticity or attitude melt away.
I ain't fit to be no mother. I ain't fit to be no wife yet. I've been working like a man, y'all. I've been working all my life, yeah. All my life, y'all. All my life,
First, I thought that one element that this album lacked was a sense of humor, but then I started picking up on June's tart one. For example, the way she says near the end of that song, Working Woman Blues, "Lord, you know that I am ready for my sugar daddy," as though beseeching God for a rich man to solve her problems is a serious prayer. She's sly, but she's also up for a challenge. The biggest stylistic chance she takes on this album is to settle her voice in amongst the big ringing guitars Dan Auerbach and others play on the title song, Pushin' Against a Stone. The melody, the lyrics, and the organ riff try to insist that this is a song of doom, a duel with the devil, even as her voice tells you she knows she's already triumphant.
Sun, fortune tale, toe to tail.
The marketplace will do what it will with Valerie June. She'll either be perceived as a quaint semi-novelty act and become a cult artist, or her ringing voice will excite the ears of people now trained to hear big voices by Adele and by TV shows like The Voice, and she'll become a star. Either way, she's made an album that slices across styles and decades of popular music with a cutting canniness that will serve her well in the future, whatever it may be.
Ken Tucker reviewed Valerie June's debut album, Pushing Against a Stone.